For the past 6 weeks, we've worked hand in hand with the various groups, making sure that the language that we're introducing in the proposed committee substitute later this afternoon will truly do what it is intended to do, and that is three things: increase public safety, reduce our violent crime rate, and make better use of our state's resources. We believe that this is the most pro-law enforcement bill in recent history. It gives law enforcement entities the resources necessary to do their jobs, and it ensures that the state of Oklahoma will have enough space in the way of prison beds to truly detain the most dangerous criminals among us. The bill has several provisions, as I mentioned, and among the key provisions would include a grant program that over the course of 10 years would provide more than $40 million to local law enforcement entities to be able to better do the job that they do in fighting crime on a day-in and day-out basis. The bill also would require supervision of all individuals convicted of felonies in the state of Oklahoma. Currently, over half of convicted felons leave incarceration with no supervision. This measure would require that everyone receive at least 9 months post-incarceration supervision. In addition, it requires that a risk assessment would be conducted on anyone that is arrested of a felony in the state of Oklahoma so that we could detect if there are mental health issues or if there are substance abuse issues that need to be addressed in the sentencing phase. In addition to that, we have a parallel track that would call for an increase in mental health beds and crisis centers across the state of Oklahoma, and an increase in substance abuse treatment services across the state of Oklahoma as well. If we stay on the path that we're currently on, we're going to need to build or come up with an additional 2,500 to 3,000 prison beds in the next 10 years. We're at 97% capacity today in our state prisons. If we implement all of the reforms that we're talking about today, instead of our prison population growing by 9% over the next 10 years, it's projected to grow at 2%. So what we're talking about doing is bending the trend and slowing the growth and using the money that we would otherwise be spending in additional incarceration costs. As Robert said, with very little statistical changes in our violent crime rate, we would reinvest a portion of those money into the programs that we're talking about today. And based on what's happened in other states and based on the research, we believe that we will have a much safer state, and we'll be able to make more effective use of our state's resources.